Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Next Chapter Widows Ministry Talk Show. I am your host, Mary Hollis, and I am so happy that you tune in to be a part of us tonight. I just love Donnie McClurkin, I Need You. Such a great song. All of the songs that pretty much he comes out with is really a wonderful the meanings mean so much. So it's a blessing when he comes out with a new one every time. But every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. James, the first chapter, the 17th verse. Did you know that nearly 700,000 women who lose their husbands every year? Well, our recent released book, A Widow's Touch, is a very good source of comfort. It has a candid collection of powerful true stories. From almost 26 widows, and they allow themselves in a character, each as either as the widow, the family member, a friend, or someone mentioned. Readers can journey with the writer as they share the loneliness, the frustration, confusion, and victorious moments. A journey of faith dries the tears and turns grief to joy. And you need to get your copy. Go to Amazon.com and get your copy. I'll share it with someone else. If that main widow is in the country, that means every month, I hate to say it, sometimes just about every month, you hear about a new widow. Be that person to find that widow, to call that widow, and tell them about a widow's touch. Purchase it on Amazon.com and let them know that they are not in this by themselves. Once they start reading these stories, they will be encouraged and healing will come about in their lives. So don't forget that. Well, tonight we're going to talk about some other things. We're going to talk about reflection of God's love, transformation, and change. I want to tell you a story about this lady who became a caregiver. And this reading is coming from out of my Daily Word, not Daily Word, I'm sorry, Daily Bread. So I give them the credit for this inspirational message for tonight, as well as some other books and stuff that I also gathered my materials from as well. Well, reflecting God's love. Well, there was a mom serving as a caregiver doing her treatment. Her daughter was serving as a caregiver doing her mother's treatment at a live-in cancer center, care center. Even on and she's talking about her mom. Even on her hardest days, she read scriptures and she prayed for others before getting out of bed. She spent time with Jesus daily, expressing her faith through her dependent on God, her kind deeds, and her desire to encourage and pray for others. So just knowing that, even though that she was going through this, she was still taking the time and praying for others, never realizing how much her smiling face glowed with the Lord's loving grace. She shared God's love with people around her until the day she was called home to heaven. And I'm sure this allowed her not to focus on herself when she was praying and thinking of others. This story is also connecting the writer with Moses. After Moses spent 40 days and 40 nights communing with God, he descended Mount Sinai. He had no idea his intimate connection with the Lord actually changed his appearance. And I'm sure we all know that story. When Moses went up, when he came down, he had his beard. I mean, his face were just glowing, and his hair had turned completely gray. But the Israelites could tell Moses had spoken with the Lord because of his appearance. He continued meeting with the Lord, and God influencing the lives of those around him. And this scripture is coming from Exodus 34th chapter, the 29th verse. And Moses came from Mount Sinai with the two tablets of the covenant law in his hand. He was not aware that his face was so radiant because he had spoken with the Lord. we might not be able to see how our experiences with God change us over time. Our transformation will definitely not be as physical appearance as Moses' beaming face. As we spend time with God and surrender our lives to Him more and more each day, we can reflect His love. God can draw others closer to Him as the evidence of His presence shows in and through you. I want to also do some reading regarding change and transformation. And our ultimate moment spent with God can change us and direct others to His love. When we have the Spirit and change in us, others can see that. So you always want to ask God to let your light so shine, so others can see the love that you have of God and for others. In Hebrews 13, chapter 8, verse, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Your schedule can fluctuate from day to day, and you have the calendar to prove it. Decades ago, life was pretty much the same every day, especially for women. Most of what we did was for others: church, big family dinner on Sundays, wash on Monday, iron on Tuesday, etc., etc. Aren't you glad that you live in a time when you experience new things every day, as long as you long for consistency? Look to Jesus. His loving character never changes. He was, He is, and will be. In 2 Corinthians, in the 5th chapter, the 17th verse, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creature. The old has gone, the new has come. The mind art butterfly begins like life as a lovely worm. Through the course of time, it makes itself a cocoon and eventually turns into a beautiful butterfly. Similarly, we come to Christ with the potential to be a beautiful butterfly. We are asking Him to change our ways and make us a new creature in Him, in Christ. We ask Him to give us direction so we can walk in His light. We ask for all these things because we want to have a light in our life and to be a beautiful butterfly. Through challenges and normal life events, we go through a spiritual metamorphosis, and become new creatures. We are free to fly and to do what God intended us to be, just like that butterfly. It first is a lovely worm. Then it becomes a cocoon. And then it turns into a butterfly. God can change us just like that worm was changed from a worm cocoon to a beautiful butterfly. And when you see a butterfly, it's one of the most beautiful creatures because it has all of those beautiful flowers in its wing. And that's how we want to be as beautiful as that butterfly and let others see the light that we have in us through Christ. God intended us to be just like this. He intended for you to be beautiful and grace. Trust him and see you through the transformation. He will definitely, you will definitely be transformed, and you will become a new creature in Christ. The old has gone and the new has come. So focus on those things. And just knowing that we need to continue to reflect God's love to others. There are some other things that I want to talk about as well. There's a couple of things that I would like you to focus on this week. A little tidbit. And just think about this. People are like tea bags. You find how strong they are when you put them in hot water. So let me say that again. People are like tea bags. You find out how strong they are when you put them in hot water. Boil it down to what counts the most. What is the essence of what you are trying to do? What is the most important thing? Things only get complicated when you are trying to address too many issues. Well, that's something that happened with me really the last few days. I'm trying to accomplish too many things. Sometimes you just have to be still. Be still and know that God is in the midst. Be still and know that I am God. Sometimes we try to do too many things at one time, focus on too many things, and sometimes we don't always get, when we are trying to do that, sometimes we don't hear God. And maybe God might be telling you about something that he wants you to do on another project, and you already jump on to another one, and you're not focused because you're trying to accomplish the goals that you want to accomplish. So just like it says, things can get complicated when you are trying to address too many issues. So I was trying to address too many issues because I had deadlines for myself. And sometimes, you know, it's not important to take care of all those deadlines all in one day or one week. So it's important sometimes just to be still. Be still and just listen to God and see if that's what exactly that he wants you to do. Because anything that you are doing for him, he will give you divine order in getting it done. So make sure this week that you focus, try to focus on the most important thing and not trying to have too many issues going on at the same time, which I've done in the last few days because I did have some deadlines, but I decided to this morning I pretty much slowed down the list and the things that I needed to do. I just really got up from bed a little bit late. It's not as late as most people would consider late, but it was late enough for me. But anyway, and pretty much I slowed the pace. And I accomplished a whole lot still. But I accomplished the most important things that I needed to accomplish. So things only get complicated when you are trying to address too many issues. So I wanted to leave that with you tonight and focus on that. On those two little things that you need to we can focus on. That will help us out, because it certainly did help me out today, because I was able to accomplish a whole lot, but didn't do all the things I wanted to, because I needed to slow the pace down and stay focused, and also not just focus on completing the task, but stay focused on God. So that was very important for me to do today. So I hope that that's something that you will stay focused on as well for the rest of the week. And that is all the inspirational message that I have for you tonight. Reflecting on God's love, transformation, and change that He will bring into your life. I do have a couple of announcements. Next Saturday from 9 to 11 a.m., we will be having breakfast at TGIF. I do need you to confirm that you're going to be there, because I need a count. I need a number of people that I have to let TGIF know that you, how many guests that I, the ministry will be having. So please confirm your presence to me so I can get that number back to TGIF this week. The other thing is, at our event, we will be discussing our 14th anniversary, Next Chapter Ministry 14th anniversary, which is September 16th. We're also going to choose, I'm going to have several different trips, and we can choose from which trip that we're going to be going on next year. So we can start paying little by little on that trip, so it won't be so costly to us at the as we get closer to that time. And we'll discuss dates as well. The other thing, let me see, we'll be doing that. We have some volunteer activity that we're going to be doing in the month of October and November. I'll be talking about that more and when you're getting closer to that time. And we always get together during Christmas for our Christmas. We're not going to have a Christmas breakfast. We're going to go out for lunch, a brunch, Christmas brunch. And just make sure that you start collecting the toiletry items for our shoebox. Every year we collect toiletry items for homeless women and children and wrap them up like Christmas gifts, and we deliver them to two shelters. So start working on that now. You can do, normally we just ask for one box. If you chose to do more than one, that's fine. Just make sure that each box does have, if you wanted to do one box for a child and then one for a woman, that's fine. Or you can do one combination and make sure that you include something for both gender. So that is all of our announcement tonight. And I thank every night for you that support this ministry, this talk show, coming, being a part of it every week. If there are some things that you would like for me to answer, different events or different topics, please give me a call at 770-981-9118. We will be getting some guests in soon, but everybody's kind of tied up for getting back to school and getting the kids ready for regular school as well as colleges and stuff. So I will have some guests later on, very soon. So just knowing that we're going to have some changes made on the air so we can do, you know, it's always good to do something different sometimes. So we will be doing that soon. But I thank you so much for your support every Tuesday night from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Invite others to be a part of it. And even, I want you to know also that you can invite someone that lives in another state. It doesn't have to be Georgia. Anyone can dial that number and call in and listen to the show. They can also go on their computer and go to the website and listen as well. So there is more than one way to listen to the show. So spread the word and support the ministry. Also invite them to our Facebook page, the Next Chapter Widows Ministry Facebook page, and look at all of the pictures and places that we have gone, and encourage other widows that we are a group, that a support group that is always there with open arms, wanting to encourage and help them through this journey of grief. And that is all I have for tonight. Be blessed and have a great week. And like I mentioned before, people are like tea bags. You find how strong they are when you put them in hot water. Good night.
Where would I go without your hand holding me? And how could I live without you? I can't see. Lord, what would I do in life? Where would I go? How would I handle things? All that I know is I'm now.